Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio voted against the amendment, while Republican Rob Portman voted in favor. The EPA wants utilities to install new technology to reduce emissions of mercury, arsenic, and other toxins that can cause cancer, heart attacks, asthma, and other health problems. Lynn Hewitt of Bowling Green is with an advocacy group called Moms Rising, which encourages women with children to speak publicly about air quality. She says her daughter has battled asthma for years, which has opened her eyes to the dangers of power plant emissions.
Nobody knows 100% what causes asthma, but everybody knows that air pollution is a risk factor. So, you know, anything that we can do to keep people healthy, to me, that's just kind of a no-brainer that our legislators should be focused on that.
Portman and other opponents argued the standards would result in thousands of job losses. But John Walke with the Natural Resources Defense Council says that's not the case.
When you clean up a dirty power plant, you're giving thousands of workers jobs to construct pollution controls, to install pollution controls, and to continue to operate those pollution controls as long as the plant operates.
The EPA says the standards could save 11,000 lives a year. The agency also says Ohio has some of the dirtiest air in the nation thanks to emissions from industry and vehicles.